Is the train usually late, Joy?
How do I know, hon? But before Nancy arrives, it'll give us a chance to talk.
Oh, about anything specific?
Well, I've been talking to you about Jim. There he was on the steps of the Wakefield house. I never saw the man before.
Oh, we could use a few new faces in Belhaven.
He wasn't Belhaven, believe me.
Do we have tribal markings?
No, I mean he was, well, you know, smooth. With it, the kids would say. And very good looking.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
I did, but that's not the point. At first, I thought he was a friend of the Wakefield family. But by the time Kate came...
I thought we were going to drop the subject of Kate for a while.
I never said that.
Well, I did. Your little sister has got to figure out her own life.
Of course, hon. But the way this man Tony looked at her...
Tony?
Anthony Cushing. You could see she was flustered.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Kate flustered easily.
Well, that's just it. I had a sense of fate.
Well, then use it and tell me whether our daughter is really going to be on this train.
You're so restless. You haven't heard a thing.
Oh, you met a very withered guy and he flustered you.
Not me, Jim. Kate. I want to know who he is. Where does he come from?
Why?
Because she's my only sister. After all she's been through, I want to see her settled, happy.
Honey, they're not necessarily the same thing.
I think they are. When a woman knows what her life really is and isn't.
Joy, you are the greatest wife in the world. If all women were at peace with their worlds as you seem to be.
If they married the right man, they would be. Don't you see, Jim? That's what I want for Kate.
Here she blows.
Don't you?
Oh, Joy, if you want to know more about this man, Cushing or whatever his name is, why not ask Isabel? We're going to the Wakefields for dinner tonight, aren't we?
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Joni, I haven't tapped danced in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shuffle, kick.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
I thought you were standing us up again.
I'm a busy man. Excuse me, sir. Thanks. I'll make my own drink, Nick. Holly, my sweet. Superb as always. Hello, Magda. Your gown matches your accent.
He means they're both see-through.
Hello, Tony. Long time no see.
Oh, good to see you, Al. I didn't think this was your beach.
Ah, the wife wanted to come.
Mm.
You know, you're lucky not to have a wife who drags you to weekend parties. I'd rather be home in my air-conditioned apartment.
Oh, well, country air may poison you, Al, but it's not fatal.
She wouldn't even let me bring my cigars. Hey, let's go inside, huh? If you can get away from the women.
Women are only a problem if you let them be.
Oh, I hate standing on my feet and drinking.
I hate doing anything and drinking.
You kicked it?
No, I just chose my company.
I thought Nick was a friend.
One of my oldest. But with this crowd...
Yeah, every one of them on the make. Everybody who's had a Broadway flop in the last 10 years, in for a little of Nick's backing for the next one.
The guy loves it. If his judgment were only as good as his credit rating.
Oh, thank God I'm a businessman, even if real estate is on his backside these days.
Speaking of real estate, Al.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. You know anything about Jamaica?
Not much. We've got a hotel interest down there.
Well, there's a piece of property I heard about.
You better ask Hugh Fletcher. He spends a lot of time down there.
I couldn't get near your boss, and you know it. When he's got anything to say, he strikes it on granite.
All right. I'll see what I can do, Al.
Good.
But it doesn't come free.
That's what I like about you, Tony. A guy always knows the cost.
Not high. Al, are you taking on any office help these days?
You gotta be kidding.
Well, you've got properties to sell and rent.
It's not who's going to sell them or rent them. It's who's going to buy them or rent them.
I happen to know a girl.
Do tell.
Now, not what you think.
Well, it's your story.
She's a nice girl. And she's been in the real estate business for 3 years.
Yeah?
Where? In an upstate town, Belhaven.
Never heard of it.
I'm not selling the town, you big ape. This girl's run her own business.
Oh, I got it, Tony. I got it, the whole picture.
Oh.
Sure, I know, these nice ladies. They run around looking at nice houses, talking to nice people. It's a life. The city would eat them alive.
Not this girl.
Are you serious?
This girl is young. I think she's about ready for a bigger pond. I'd like to see her get a chance.
What do you want me to do?
See her. Talk to her.
No go.
What do you mean, no go?
I turn down a lot of good people. Every day they're in to see me, I turn them down. If you want me to give this girl a job, all right, say so. But you've got to lay it on the line.
I want you to give this girl a job.
Ah. Well, what's the name? And you better spell it.
Kate. Catherine Wakefield.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Oh, nuts.
Don't worry about it, Jim. I'll sweep it up.
Man's job.
You male chauvinist.
He who breaks sweeps. And I was just about to ask you if you didn't think I'd make a good butler.
Perfect butler. And perfect husband.
I'm not sure I get that.
Now that you've helped, go out on the porch with Joy and Isabel.
And leave you in the kitchen?
I'm so happy to have it to myself. I adore Mrs. Jessup, but this is usually her roost.
Is this big house beginning to get you, Kate?
Oh, I don't know. Let's not talk about me.
Sure. But,
But what?
I am on your side, Kate.
Thanks, Jim. But Joy's on your side.
Who's on my side?
Your husband, Joy, you lucky girl.
Well, I should hope so. But I am lucky. I know that. Don't I, Jim?
We both are, honey.
I've just been talking to Isabel about that fascinating man, Kate.
Joy... Have you left Isabel alone?
Oh, you go talk to her, dear. I'll help Kate finish.
Okay.
And thanks, Jim.
I really thought he was so interesting, Kate.
Who?
Oh, that man I met here yesterday afternoon, before you got back from the youth center.
Oh, yes.
Anthony Cushing.
Mm.
Isabel told me she'd met him on the plane coming over from Paris.
That's right.
So he really came to see her.
Well, he came to see both of us, Joy. But he took me to dinner.
He did? Kate, what does he do?
You mean when he's not taking me to dinner?
I don't think that's very funny, Kate. After all, a girl in your position...
What is my position, Joy?
You are alone in Belhaven, with only us for a family here. Mother is in Florida. Do you know anything about him?
I'm here, everybody. I've got it.
Hello?
Kate?
Tony?
Am I interrupting?
I was just doing the dishes.
For Pete's sake, why?
Because they were there. Jesse's off.
Well, we'll have to get you out of that. All right, now listen to me.
Hmm?
I've run into a man who said he could use a girl with your real estate experience in his office.
You mean a job?
It's an opening, if you're interested.
Well, I haven't thought about it.
We mentioned it.
But this is so fast, Tony.
It wouldn't hurt you to meet him, would it? His name is Al Ross. How about Tuesday at 3? I'll set up the appointment.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. Serial Network.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Ladies, in this novel of mine, I've called the present chapter The Royal Gardens. A short chapter, but a most important one. Are there not little chapters in everyone's life that seem to be nothing, yet affect all the rest of one's future? This chapter is ending, thank heaven. Lieutenant George Osborne has induced maudlin, drunken Joseph Sedley to leave the gardens. Since Amelia and Becky do not want him hiccuping and singing ludicrous ditties in his own carriage where they will ride, George deposits him in a hackney coach, which will trot him safely to his lodgings. Now, George is driving Joseph's coach and pair, the young ladies sitting in the seat behind him.
Oh, Becky, I'm so sorry. So terribly sorry. My own brother. I'm ashamed to own him.
Oh, hush, dear Emmy, hush. It's of no matter.
No matter? How can you say so, you of all people?
Fiddly-dee, why shouldn't I say it? Joe's drank too much of that dreadful rack punch. Rack and ruin punch, you said better. Drank it, got drunk, that's all.
All? All? Becky, he was meant to propose to you tonight instead. Oh, I can't bear it.
Oh, now, now, now. If I'm not in despair, why should you be?
But how can you not be? The whole thing ruined.
This night ruined. Nothing else. To be sure. I was ready almost to cry with vexation when the bell rang for the fireworks. At that very moment, I'm certain a proposal was trembling on Joseph's lips.
Oh.
And then I told myself we'd finish our walk after supper.
He couldn't stand up, much less walk. Oh, the humiliation. When Papa hears of this, he expected Joe's to ask for your hand.
And so he will tomorrow. I'm more certain than ever I've been.
You are?
In his cups, he called me his soul's darling 4 times and put his arm around my waist. You saw him.
But he shouldn't have, especially in public.
Shouldn't, tra-la-la, but did. It proves he wanted to all along, don't you see? And he thinks of me as his soul darling, don't you see that too?
Dearest Becky, I don't like to say this, but tipsy like that, he didn't know what he was about. He might have done that and said that to anyone.
Oh, no, 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 no. In vino veritas.
In what?
Where's your Latin, Emmy? Miss Pinkerton would be outdone if you forgot your lessons. In vino veritas. Translate. Think hard.
In vino? In wine?
Yes. Now, veritas. Try.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Truth in wine is truth.
Oh.
In wine, Joe spoke the truth. So be happy, dear sister-in-law, to be. All is well. Only postponed a little. Tomorrow will dawn upon my fortune. Ah, now, say you believe.
I do now. Truly, I do. You can always put things straight.
And guess who will be my bridesmaid?
I
would have no one else in the world.
Oh, Becky, let's make plans this minute for the wedding.
Already I've planned it all. I shall wear a long, long, very long lace.
Oh, ignorant young creatures, how little do you know the effect of rack punch. The rack in the punch at night is not compared to the rack in the head in the morning. To this painful truth, I can vouch myself. After a lapse of 20 years, I can recollect the consequence of 2 glasses, 2. And Joseph Sedley, who already has a liver complaint, swallowed an entire bowl of the abominable mixture. Dear listeners, we'll look in shortly upon that gentleman. If you are of strong constitution, come. If not, I politely suggest you go elsewhere. Morning finds Joseph Sedley prostrate on his bed, groaning in agonies which my pen refuses to describe. Coming up the stairs at this moment is Lieutenant George Osborne. Ladies, I report his thoughts with reluctance. Not the tender ones of Amelia, whom he already has made up mind and heart to marry. Rather, his thoughts are... No, you shall hear them yourself.
Why should I spare Joe Sedley? What the deuce right is he to give himself airs and then make fools of all of us at the gardens? And who's this schoolgirl, ogling and angling for him? Hang it, a governess is all very well, but I want a lady for my sister-in-law. I'm a liberal man, but I've proper pride and know my own station. Let her know hers. I'll see to it myself, Joes. Don't marry her. By Jove, I will.
So, into Joseph's rooms walks George Osborne. After conferring with the valet, he strides to the bedroom where lies the victim.
How are you, Sedley? Any bones broke?
Go away.
Your man Freddy tells me you were uncommon wild last night when you came home. Knew it before he told me. There's a hackney coachman downstairs with a black eye and a tied-up head vowing he'll have the law on you.
What? What?
Don't recollect.
Don't want to.
You had a few rounds with him. Fought like a tiger, Freddy says. He had to go down and put a stop to it.
Oh.
Obliged to carry you upstairs in his arms like a baby.
Go away.
My good fellow, you should have seen yourself at the gardens.
Don't want to hear.
Oh, don't remember anything, do you? All the young ladies did scream. Not with laughter, I fear, but the crowd laughed. Put on quite a show you did. There you were, singing, dancing, crying.
Spare me, George, spare me.
Sang a jolly sentimental song to that, what's her name, Rebecca.
Oh, Becky.
Called her your soul's darling, your diddle, diddle darling. By Jove, better than a music hall turn.
Becky, I love that girl, George, love her. Now, I broke her heart, treated her shameful. I'll make it up to her. By heaven, I will.
How will you do that?
Marry her.
You can't mean that.
Do mean it. Marry her tomorrow. St. George's Church, Hanover Square. Send Freddy to Lambeth today.
To the Archbishop of Canterbury?
Have readiness for tomorrow. Freddy! Oh, my head.
Wait, Joes. Don't make more of a fool of yourself than you've already done.
Yes, sir.
Never mind, Freddy. I'll take care of this. Out.
Yes, sir.
Joes, you don't know the half of this. Now, I'm your friend. Good friend. Want to help you. You made a proper ass of yourself last night, and I'll not let you do worse today. Driving home last night, I heard Miss Sharp say she'll never speak to you again. Don't ever want to see you again.
Oh.
What do you care if she don't speak to you? Not good enough for you. No, she's not. A little nobody. That's what she is. After your money, if you ask me. She don't want to see you again. You don't want to see her again. That's how it is. Yes, Joes? Hang it all. Say yes.
Joes says nothing. Lapsed into miserable silence. Let us hope he didn't hear George's shameful lie. Or if he heard, hope he's so slack-minded that the racket in his head prevents those words from making a jot of sense. But if they do make sense, ladies, ask yourself what Joes will decide after he communes with his soul. But I must ask you to wait for the answer until next we meet. Your obedient William Makepeace Thackeray.
Studio has been brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray. This is a Serial Network.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Well, all I can say is you call yourself quick service dry cleaners. This makes the fifth time I phoned you people, and my dress is still not delivered. Now, my husband and I are going to a dinner party tonight. It is now 6:10. Well, could I talk to somebody who does know something about it, please?
Mom?
The dry cleaner just drove up.
Oh, hello? The man is here now. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, now, where can your father be? Why are we always late to everything?
Oh, Daddy's home. He's taking a shower.
Why didn't you tell me, dear?
Well, I thought you knew. He came in while you were out feeding the dog.
Oh.
I said, Mother thought you'd forgotten that you were going out to dinner. He said, no, everything's gone wrong today, and he flew up the stairs.
Oh, well, thank heavens.
Oh, I'll get you dressed.
No, you go put some wax paper over the shrimp canopies I'm taking to Elaine's, please. Thank you.
Dry cleaner. Mrs. Baxter?
Yes?
I'm sorry to deliver this so late.
Oh, well, thank you. Let me make sure it's the right dress. It's all I need. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you very
much.
We're
sorry we lost the dress there for a while. We don't know exactly what happened.
Well, I've got the dress now, so it's all right. Thank you very
much. Probably what happened, lots of times when the drivers get the things on the truck, they're supposed to go back and double check.
Yes. Well, I understand.
Or sometimes they forget to go back to the special handling rack.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter now. I've got
the dress. Well, I just thought I should explain.
Well, that's very nice of you, but I'm kind of in a hurry. We're going out to dinner and we're late.
I know how it is. Anyhow, your regular driver must have slipped up somehow and just didn't, check and double-check the special handling rack.
Uh-huh.
And that's how these mistakes happen.
You
take a long dress like that, that needs special attention, and we just hope you accept our apology for any mix-up that may have happened.
I do. I accept your apology, and thank you so very much. I really appreciate getting the dress.
Well, I just wanted to explain since we had to make the special trip.
Yeah, I understand, and I do thank you. Excuse me, I have to rush this dinner party. Goodbye.
Well, enjoy your dinner party.
Yeah. Oh, honestly. Debbie, I forgot to feed the cat. Oh, I hope your father is almost ready. We are always so late. The delivery man kept explaining about my dress. He went on and on and on. I suppose he wanted a tip, but I didn't have time to even look for any money. I pressed your dinner jacket.
Oh, it looks fine. Looks fine.
Yes, it does.
Anyhow, as I was saying, everything that could have gone wrong today has gone wrong.
Sit me up the back, will you,
dear?
Oh, I have got to diet.
With Jenkins and Bemis on vacation, nobody can find anything. Bradley was in an uproar over the Pendleton contract.
I went to get my hair done this morning, and Lily was out sick. I had to have Agnes, and she's terrible. Look at my hair.
All right, hold your breath.
Yeah.
Now, suck it in. I can't get this thing zipped up.
Oh, I don't remember the dress being this tight. Wonder if they shrink things at the dry cleaners. Ooh, I can't even breathe.
There.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable. I've got to diet. Starting tomorrow. Definitely going on a diet.
At lunchtime, the waitress got all our orders mixed up, and when Joe bawled her out, she burst into tears. And when she rushed off, she knocked into another waitress carrying a tray, and a custard pudding slid off, hit me on the head, and landed in my lap.
Oh, honestly. Well, don't talk so much, darling. Get dressed. It's so late. Here's your tie.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I stopped in at the cigar store on my way home to get some pipe cleaners, and the guy shortchanged me.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Now, listen, the Mooleys are going to be at the Wittigs tonight, so for heaven's sakes, don't bring up politics.
Oh, look at this tie. I never can tie these things.
Let me do it. Stand still.
I got a package of 10-cent pipe cleaners, handed the guy a $5 bill, and he gave me back change for one. And I said, I beg your pardon. I said, I gave you a five. Well, we had a big hassle over that, but I knew I only had a five, so I stuck to my guns, and finally he gave me the right change.
Oh, well, that was good. Let me look at you. Oh, that's fine. Mm. Oh, you look so nice in a dinner jacket. I wish we dressed up more often. Such fun, isn't it? Oh, my earrings.
On top of everything, the air conditioning didn't work today.
Oh.
And you know the windows don't open in this new building, so everybody just sweltered.
Oh, I'll bet they did. Are you ready?
Oh, yes. As ready as I'm going to be.
Oh, let's go then. Come on. Debbie, did you feed the cat?
Hey, look out. Don't trip on your dress going down the stairs.
No. I'll be careful. Go on out and get the car started.
Okay.
I want to tell Debbie. Oh, Debbie, dear, I defrosted two hamburgers
for
you.
I know, Mom. Say, stop worrying about me. Just go. Have a good time.
I haven't got the car keys.
I'll get them, Daddy. Where are they?
They're on top of the dresser, I think. I had them in my other suit.
I just hate the way my hair turned out. I look awful.
No, you look fine.
Well,
you look lovely.
Now, come on. What if I should take a wrap of some kind, in case we sit out on their porch later on? You know, it might be chilly.
Chilly? For Pete's sake, it's so hot today. Wait a minute. What porch?
I think I'll just take this white shawl, to throw over my... Okay, let's go.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter? What is the matter?
Where are you going?
What?
Just where do you think you're going?
What are you talking about? We're going to the Wittigs for dinner.
I'm not going to the Wittigs for dinner.
What?
I'm not going to the Wittigs for dinner. I'm going to the men's club banquet.
The men's club banquet?
The men's club banquet.
Now, look here.
Now, I told you weeks ago, tonight was the men's club banquet.
No, I'm sorry. I know you're late, Mom, but I can't find the car keys. Where did you put them, Daddy?
Just look for them, Debbie, and take your time. Your father and I have something to discuss.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Well, I finally found the car keys, Daddy. They'd fallen on the floor. Hey, what's the matter? Why are you two just sitting in here glaring at each other? I thought you were already late.
I told you weeks ago that I was going to the men's club banquet tonight.
Never, never. You never said one word.
I most certainly did. You know I go every year. It's an annual affair.
You never mentioned that it was tonight. I asked you last week, Tuesday it was, when Elaine phoned and invited us, and I said
this
to you...
This is the first I heard of Elaine inviting us to dinner.
You were sitting right there when she called, and when I asked you if tonight was all right, you said, fine, fine, fine,
I don't
fine.
Remember anything about Elaine calling.
You were sitting right there in that big chair, a week ago Tuesday.
I don't remember where I was sitting a week ago. Week ago Tuesday.
Well, I do. It was right there.
Well, what does it matter where I was sitting? I don't remember Elaine Whittig calling at all.
Well, she called.
I have planned to go to the men's club banquet as I go every year. I've planned for weeks.
You can't. Elaine has planned a very formal dinner for exactly 8 people. She has worked like a dog getting ready. You have got to go.
Well, excuse me, you two. This looks like a sudden death playoff. Here are the car keys on the telephone stand. I'll just go out and fix my own dinner. Hey, let me know who wins.
May I ask, where did you think I was going?
Well, I don't know.
Did you think I was going with you to the men's club banquet?
Well, no. How could you? It's just for men.
Well, then where did you think I was going? I mean, what did you think I was getting all dressed up for?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think. I was late.
You didn't
and
even
I didn't...
wonder? You mean you could watch me getting all dolled up, wearing a long dress for the first time in ages, and you're in the same room, and you don't even wonder what I'm doing?
Well, I wasn't paying attention. I had a dozen other things on my mind. Problems at the office, a cigar store man shortchanging me. Look, I'm used to dressing in the same room with you. I didn't even notice.
No, it's certainly flattering.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
What did you
boy.
Think I was talking about when I said the Mooleys were going to be at the Whittigs tonight, and don't bring up politics? Or didn't you even hear me say that?
I guess not.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, can't you call Elaine, make some excuse, or tell her the truth, say we got dates mixed up?
Well, you know how much trouble it is to give a dinner party. And Elaine is being very fancy. She thought it'd be fun to wear long dresses and dinner jackets. She's having special lobster dish, then pressed duck with orange sauce, baked Alaska.
Oh,
her
Lord.
Good dishes, good silver, 3 different kinds of wine to go with each thing. She is even having place cards.
Is that the ultimate in dinner parties? Place cards?
Well, it seems so. The point is, we're all so casual these days on cookouts, everybody in jeans or slacks and old shirts, and Elaine thought it would be nice if we dressed up for once. Well, if you don't want to go, I don't know.
It isn't that I don't want to go. It's just that I planned on going to the banquet. Now, can't you explain to Elaine
Not me. Oh, you explain. It's up to you. I can't force you one way or the other, you know.
Well, you haven't really tried yet.
What's that mean?
It means that in 2 minutes you're going to ask me if it isn't more fun to go somewhere with you than it is to go stag without you.
Silly. Well, isn't it more fun to be with me than go stag with us? There. Oh, that must be Elaine now. We are so late. She must be hysterical. What are you going to tell her?
Debbie, come here, please, and get the phone.
I'm coming. Who won?
Who do you suppose? If that's Elaine, tell her we're on our way. Now, come on.
Hello?
Oh, honey.
Yes, Mrs. Whittig. No. No, they should be
you
there
know,
any minute.
I'm sorry, dear. I really am. I don't know how these things happen.
Well, I know. I told you about the men's club banquet.
I know I told you about the Whittig's party.
No
you were sitting in that big
it.
Chair. It was
if
on
I
Tuesday when
one.
You called.
Thank you.
Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Claro, to know you're the best you can be. This is the Serial Network.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Osedor angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Osedor angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Osedor makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Osedor makes your life easier.
Lab report. Let's see.
Dad, next time I see Jennifer, remind me to strangle her.
What'd you say, honey?
I could kill Jennifer.
Oh? What's it this time?
She hid Mom's rubber gloves.
Couldn't you find them?
Oh, I found them all right. She hid them in the garbage disposal.
Oh,
where's Mom?
She's drinking a coffee on the patio. Why don't you go out and keep her company?
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, I have some paperwork to finish, darling, and I'll come out and join you.
I'll wait for you.
Don't you think this would be a good opportunity, Susie, for you and your mother to make up?
We've already made up. I mean, we had the whole thing out the other night.
Well, as I remember, that talk ended in an armed truce rather than a peace treaty. Susie, aren't you at all concerned about your mother?
Of course I am.
Well, why don't you show it?
Well, I thought I had. As you may recall, I loathed doing the dishes. I only volunteered because I wanted her to know we're friends again.
Well, despite the popular theory, darling, I believe words speak much louder.
I've tried talking to her, Dad. It got me nowhere.
Can't you forgive her, Susie?
Well, she knows I've forgiven her.
But you haven't said it. She needs to hear it from you.
Is it so important that it be tonight?
Susie, she's going into the hospital on Monday. Now, you may not have another chance to talk to her alone before she goes.
Okay. Oh, but you'll be out soon?
Yes, soon as I finish my work.
Mom?
Oh, I must have dozed off for a minute.
You're probably very tired.
Well, I don't know why I should be. I haven't done a thing all day. It's probably the night air.
Well, I can leave you alone if you want to take a nap.
No, no, dear. I'm awake now. Where's your father?
In the living room doing his homework.
Did he chase you out here so you wouldn't disturb him?
Well, if I'm in your way, I can go up to my room. I already offered to leave you alone.
Oh, no, 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 no. I didn't mean it that way. Please don't go.
Well, dinner was pretty good tonight.
Well, don't thank me. Thank Mrs. Rubens.
Who's she?
The new delicatessen owner. The chickens were takeouts.
Oh.
Speaking of homework, have you done yours?
Look, Mom, I'll go back into the house. I'm sure I can dig up some homework to do.
Oh, why are you so sensitive, dear? You jump on everything I say.
I guess we just can't communicate.
Well, I don't understand it, Susie. We never had any trouble before.
Well, things are a little different now.
Because I slapped you.
Please, Mom, let's just forget about it.
Neither of us can forget it, Susie. We have to talk it out.
Okay, we'll talk.
Okay. Well, there's just no excuse for what I did. And even if you deserved a slap, Schultz's wasn't the place. Oh, Susie, you're not making this very easy for me.
Well, it hasn't been very easy for me to face my friends.
Oh, darling. I'm sorry about that. I really am.
I know you are.
Does that mean you forgive me?
Sure.
Oh, darling, you know I love you. I hope you still love me despite what I did.
Well, you're my mother. Of course I love you.
You used to even like me.
You used to be different, Mom.
Everyone keeps telling me I've changed. Even Jennifer. I don't know what's the matter with me. All I know is I'm losing control. I don't always know what I'm doing until I've done it.
Well, maybe it's because you're not well.
I'm not trying to excuse myself, Susie. But can you understand that it's the illness that made me lose my temper and slap you?
I think so. But why didn't you tell me you were so sick?
I didn't know it myself. Even now, I don't really know what's wrong.
I guess I feel pretty crummy for treating you the way I have.
Oh, I deserved it. I humiliated you in front of your friends.
My friends could never mean as much to me as you do. You are now an official recipient of the Carter Peace Prize.
Well, I'm delighted, ma'am, but are you sure I deserve the honor?
Oh, Mom and I did most of the work, but you helped.
So?
So what, Dad?
Well, for heaven's sake, what did you say, Susie? What happened?
Mom and I wrapped the whole thing out.
Are things back to normal?
Better than normal. Mom and I really communicated. We're tighter than we've ever been.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Hey, I thought you were coming out. Haven't you finished your work yet?
Why, did you need me?
Well, it was getting pretty hairy for a while there, but everything's cool now. Sort of.
Everything isn't cool?
Mom got really bummed out. She started to cry.
Yes, she's been doing that a lot lately.
I can't get used to it. You know, from the time I was little, Mom's always been so brave. Mm. I remember how she taught me not to cry when I had to get my first injection. It's so weird seeing her cry. Frightens me.
Well, Susie, now it's your turn to set an example.
I don't follow.
Just like she helped you get over your fears of injections, you've got to be brave and hide your fears about her illness. We all do.
Why didn't you level with me and tell me how sick Mom was?
Honey, I don't know how sick she is. That's why she's going into the hospital.
I think she's afraid of going.
Well, I've tried everything to reassure her.
Well, I don't think she believes you.
Susie, there just isn't anything else I can do.
What were you saying before about words speaking much louder?
Oh. Okay, I get the message. I'll go out and see if I can help.
Hi, darling.
Hi, yourself.
I was just trying out the porch swing. Did you finish your work?
Just about. How are you feeling?
Okay, I guess.
Good. I hear you and Susie have worked things out. Or, as Susie would say, got it all together.
Yes, we have.
Well, then why so glum?
Oh, I've just been sitting here thinking about the kind of mother I've been.
Well, that should make you very happy. You're the best there is.
No, I used to be a good mother. Not anymore.
Well, Susie thinks you're out of sight.
Oh, Jason, I'm not the person I used to be.
Darling, you're just worn out.
No, I don't mean physically. I mean emotionally.
Your nerves are shot. That's all it is.
Oh, Jason, I'm so scared. I'm changing. I don't know myself. And I don't like myself anymore.
Emily, we love you.
And that should be enough. But I need answers, Jason. Concrete answers.
And you'll have them, darling, as soon as you've been tested.
Well, what if they can't find any answers?
They will, darling, they will.
What if there's nothing wrong with me? What if...
And please, don't cry, please. Now, something is causing those headaches. Now, we're going to find out what.
I'm frightened, Jason. I'm so afraid.
Now, look, whatever is wrong, we'll deal with it.
Either way, I'm damned. Oh, what if me find something horrible,
Emily,
Jason.
Emily, please, try not to think about it. It won't help to imagine the results until we have them.
What if they find that there's nothing wrong? If they find out I'm just crazy.
Oh, now, shh. Emily, shh.
Oh, Jason. What's going to become of me?
Darling, please. I'm going to take care of you. And you're going to get well.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by the Ocedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This is the Serial Network, a division of DCA Productions.